Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you all very, very much. Muchas gracias. Merci beaucoup. We'll play you one more. I want to thank you all for being a great audience tonight. You really helped us play very well. I enjoyed myself. I think everyone did. And especially it's a great pleasure for me to have played all of our new music for you. You never heard it before, and I think it went very well tonight, and that's because you listened very well. So thank you very much.
This is the late chick, Korea.
Thank you.
They don't get no better than that right there. Man, oh man, Chick Corea. My man, rest in peace, brother. Thank you so much for blessing all of us with your amazing, amazing gifts. And wow, that was the Electric Band. And the song was Spain Live. And man, oh man, I tell you. Hello, everyone. How are you guys doing? This is Wardell Potts with Solar Records Radio, and I hope you are well and things are good, as I always say. I am excited about today being Indie Jazz Day, where we get to really just kind of relax a little bit and have some good food, good music, and just good conversation, right? And good company, of course, right? So, and if your company, if you are alone there, like I am alone here, then we have each other, right? We'll keep each other company. That's the way it goes. Hey, guys, I really had a great conversation yesterday on Solar Records Radio. It was really awesome, and I really appreciate the conversation that we had with Phoenix. And This Is It, the first part of the show yesterday, and it really blessed my heart, because it's really about us all getting along and not really judging each other and picking on each other, disturbing each other's movements with jealousy or envy, or just because you don't understand something, you push the wrong buttons. It's just something that is very wrong. And as we know, and as I learned yesterday, that most people are naturally insecure. And so what they do with that is they put others down to make themselves feel better about themselves. And sometimes they do it consciously, and sometimes it's done unconsciously. So it's something that we have to work on as human beings, you know, and as decent human beings, we should want to work on that, because a lot of times, you know, we bring revelation to people that didn't realize that they were actually doing that. And they go, wow, you know what? I'm glad you mentioned that. I'm glad you said something, because I'm a part of the problem, you know, and it's a beautiful thing when you can talk about something and you say it with care, and people tend to listen a little bit more when they know that your heart is in the right place and you're not trying to beat them up. You're just trying to love them through the situation and just let them know. And I think someone said, if there was a train coming down the tracks and you didn't see it, would it be okay with you if I was to let you know that the train was coming down the tracks? Yeah, it would probably be okay, right? That's what you would say. Of course. Thank you for informing me. And so that is the beginning of the opening of a conversation with someone that you can then start to talk to them about. Well, I see a train coming down the track, and you're not aware of it. And I just want to let you know that what you're doing is going to cause you problems. And you need to pay attention. Get off that track before you get hit. And I mean, you know, and we do it with respect and love, just because we really want them to get off the track. We really want people to be respectful to other people, to other humans. We want to be respectful to each other. We should be, because we are not capable of judging each other. That's God's job, not ours. You know, I mean, if it's your job in the court as human beings, we're not supposed to judge each other. And so we're supposed to love each other. So anyway, guys, I just want to just remind you of that. Because to me, it was wonderful just talking about that. And I thought about it all night. I shared it with my family yesterday at dinner, and how, you know, important it is for us to pay attention. Ultimately, we need to pay attention. And we need to do our best to be our best. And we need to remember that all of us are God's children. We are all God's children. None of us are better than the other. Right? You're not better than me. I'm not better than you. So let's just do our best to get along in this big, beautiful, amazing world that God has given us to enjoy. So let's get back to the music and enjoy some of this music that these independent artists and jazz artists have given us to enjoy on Indie Jazz Day here on Solar Records Radio. And I'm really excited about it because I am a musician, and I have got the gift of music from my Heavenly Father, and I'm just so grateful to be able to play this stuff because it really, really calms me down. It relaxes me. It makes me feel good, and when you feel good, normally it makes you do good, right? So let's just try to get our mindsets right. Let's get rid of the stress. Let's just relax, kick back, and enjoy some good music on Solar Records Radio. Here we go, Indie Artist on Solar. We'll be right back.
I get you on the floor. Hey, what you waiting on? Put down them drinks, time to get it on. Everybody on the floor tonight, gonna make it right. Hey, hey. And if you like this thing that I'm doing, come on, get loose and get grooving. Everybody, let's go tonight, let it go tonight.
Yeah, yeah, we on the floor.
Let's turn it on. Everybody, come on, do what you want.
What you want.
And yeah, we're moving, and we're moving, and we're moving.
We on the floor.
Let's turn it up.
Everybody, throw your hands up.
And yeah, we're moving. We're moving.
Back to the movie, cause moving back to the music is groovy, groovy, get shaggy and Scooby watching the Doobie movie. Come pleased to be pleasured, extreme with the measures as I scheme with the brothers. I'm plotting and planning, hip-hopping and jamming. If this is the opera, then Battle Cat, you're the phantom. Yep, I'm on sight on page and you can catch me crip walking like right on stage.
Oh, here we go tonight. Everybody on the floor tonight, gonna make it right.
Hey, hey.
And if you like this thing that I'm doing, come on, get loose and get moving. Everybody, let's go tonight, let it go tonight.
Yeah, yeah, we on the floor.
Let's turn it on. Everybody, come on, do what you want.
What you want.
And yeah, we're moving, but we're moving, and we're moving.
We on the floor.
Moving. Let's turn it up.
Hey.
Turn it on, everybody come on, do what you want.
What you want.
And yeah, we're moving, and we're moving, and we're moving.
We on the floor.
Let's turn it up.
Everybody turn your hands up.
And yeah, we're moving, and we're moving, and we're moving.
Yeah, we're moving, y'all, on Solar Records Radio. Andy Stokes right there featuring Snoop Dogg. And man, oh man, it's just so nice to see our indie artists collaborating with, you know, the well-known artists, artists that have made an impact on the industry and stuff. So it's all good. It's all good. It's all good. Hey, we had Andy on here. We had a nice interview with him. And that was good. That was good. I enjoyed the brother and stuff. And we got to keep on doing this stuff, right? We got to keep on getting these artists over here and just having a good time with them. And it looks like next week we're going to have a full house on our interviews because, you know, we had artists that were supposed to be here this week that had a situation come up. And so they said they could do it next week, and we already had someone. But you know what? We're just going to have a nice time next Wednesday. We're going to have multiple interviews. Also, there's a young lady out of California that was distributed out of Japan, and I'm going to interview her as well, an Asian lady. And so proud of her. She's doing her thing and looking good. She worked with a friend of mine back in Cali. And so we look forward to supporting our indie artists and just being a blessing to them as they are to us. Right. So, guys, I hope you're doing good, like I always say. And I always say, I always say. And I hope that, you know, everybody's happy and things are good for you. Listen, I told you we got to have good food. I am right now eating as I'm doing this show, and it's real chilled. I am eating shrimp fried rice. Oh yeah, I went to the Chinese restaurant because I can't cook that, but I went to the Chinese restaurant and got that for the show. I was excited. I wanted to have something. I had that in a long time. So, and just, you know, just chilling with you guys and enjoying the show, drinking my water and the vegetables and stuff, little added vegetables, just because the vegetables on the shrimp fried rice is so little. I don't really feel like I'm getting what I need. So anyway, I hope you guys are having a good time and you're taking care of yourself and enjoying this evening, afternoon, just depending on where you are in the world. To my friends overseas, much love. Thanks for hanging out with us. I know it's getting late over there. We appreciate your dedication, just hanging out and being a blessing to us. And tell a friend, you know, tell a friend about Solar Records Radio. We love to play all kinds of music and stuff. And so, you know, we're playing jazz. We're playing indie artist music. We're playing old school throwback. And we're playing some of the new stuff as well. Dance music, praise and worship music. So, you know, tell a friend, let them come hang out. And I'm quite sure they'll get something out of it. And then we have Good Talk Radio. We're actually going to expand our talk radio shows. We also have Christian Talk as well. On Wednesday nights, and then on Mondays, we have a pastor T. Meyer McCain preaching. So, and that's on Mondays. And so, you know, it's always something here. I think we have something for almost everyone. I guess maybe we should get a little country. Can we get a little country music? There's some country that's pretty good, like Shania Twain. Woo, she's hot too. She's just beautiful. When she came out, I was like, man, she made me like country music, girl. And then also, what else? There was something else I wanted to say. All right, so I say country music, but there's all kind of stuff that we could do. But we want to talk a little bit more. I think people are trying to hear more, you know, conversation, just something that can really penetrate and do some good, something to think about. People like their brains to be you know, used and not just sitting there listening to music. Sometimes the music will just put you to sleep, right? But if you have a good conversation, it stimulates you. And I love my mind being stimulated. So, so we're looking forward to doing a couple more talk shows. Because we need to do that is what it looks like in terms of, you know, some of the people that I talk to, they really enjoy the talk shows. So we're going to add a little bit more of that. And so I'll keep you posted as to how and when and where. And to all the new people that have joined, oh my God, Greg, I just approved 24, 25 people yesterday to our group. I'm like, what's going on? And where are you guys? Stand up. If it's say something. Put a posting or say hello, let us know you're there. We're excited that you guys joined our group, and we appreciate you very, very much. I am Wardell Potts Jr., your host today, and would love to hear from you guys. So please let us know if you love the stuff, and if you don't, you can send us an email at solarrecordsradio@gmail.com. Once again, solarrecordsradio@gmail.com, and just, you know, leave some comments, some thoughts and stuff to help us to grow this thing so we all could be happy, okay? All right, guys, so let's keep the music going, and we're going to celebrate a little bit more with our indie artist on Solar.
Thank you.
South Africa. Oh, man, this is good. Come on, guys, hang out and enjoy this with me.
Baby, but I'm gonna keep that tune.
Baby,
shame.
The way you mess around with your man, I'm sitting all alone by the telephone, wait for your call, but you don't call me. It's a shame. The way you mess around with your man, it's a shame. The way you mess around with your man, you're like a child at play on a sunny day. First you play with love, and then you throw it away.
Why do you do me? Why do you conceal me? How can you stand to be so cruel? Why don't you see?
They just take us back. And, you know, G.C. Cameron, you know, he was the lead vocalist of the group that did the song, Spinners, and he decided to just redo it for himself, do it in his own project. And he's got quite a few songs that he's done that with. And, wow, his voice still, I can't believe after all these years, his voice still sounds so amazing. Wow, man, how lucky is that brother? Oh, man, anyway, we are about an hour left in the show, and I hope you guys are good and all is well, wherever you are, as I always say. And I want to continue to play some good music for you guys, and you know, this is just, we're just chilling, right? We're just relaxing, and yes, thank you, Astrid. I am enjoying my Chinese food. And so I hope you guys are as well. Wherever you are, I know some of my friends, like in California, you guys are at work. And even on the East Coast, they're at work as well. So thank you guys so much for tuning in. And, you know, from work, I just want to give a shout out to all you guys that are tuned in from your computers at work, and thank you for tuning in to Solar Records Radio, as I know you have many choices. And so thanks for hanging out with us. What's up, Mr. Fleming? How are you? And how's that?
I am good. How was your Wednesday?
Wednesday is sweet. It's sweet. You know, I'm the music is just really relaxing. Got good food, good company, and you know,
you sound, every indie jazz Wednesday, you just have that voice, you know, it's just something about the voice, the changing of the voice, the pitch, the tone. So I know it's kind of one of those laid back moments. So I know, I know you're definitely going to do it justice. Actually, you did do it justice for this first hour, playing a lot of great music. So,
Thank you, brother. Thank you. Yeah, well, you know, I'm waiting for your touch, because you have an amazing touch that's different than mine, and it brings these elements that are just a blessing to more people, you know. So because I have my style, right? I have what I do, and you have what you do. But when we combine them, it's like bam, bam, left, right.
Well, I tell you what, I'm gonna have to pull an executive order. No, I'm gonna
do
this
ahead.
Block.
Do it.
I'm gonna do this next block. Of course, this is Indie Jazz Wednesday. It's only fair to input a little bit of my show. So actually, I'm logging on to the computer right now. So, but no, man, I'm gonna go ahead and do this block for you, just to let you know, for all the listeners to know, that you know we do have the same type of taste in music. But again, like, I get what you're saying. We kind of just got a different vibe when it comes, you know, because apparently the music that you play, I love, and I'm assuming the music that I play, you love. So I think it's just that cohesive, that synergy of us combining our love for music, especially on indie music and jazz music. So it's only fair to kind of like highlight and showcase that every Wednesday from 3 to 5.
Yes, absolutely. And that's all good, man. I'm excited. Because I love music so much, it's those other elements that I hear when you play your tracks and stuff. Mm-hmm. That set it off for me, and so thank you for, you know, your contribution to the soundtrack of Solar Records Radio. You are the man. Speaking of that, being the man, how's your wife doing?
She is. Speaking of the man, no, she's doing great. You know, had to take a little family, with her family and everything. She's been kind of took a little. Not yeah. vacation, but she wanted to kind of, take care of the situation.
Yeah, support.
Where she's from. And, so I've been kind of living, I guess in lighter terms, I've been living a bachelor life down here, even though I've done nothing. But no, I am, I miss every day. But again, I understand under the circumstances why she needs to be there. So, but everything is good. Everything is good. My sister's good. She had asked about you today. I just got off the phone with her probably about an hour ago. So she's doing fine and everything. So it's a pretty good Wednesday, you know, as far as just good positive vibes, positive stories, positive information that I've gotten today. So I didn't get any negativity today. So
let me just put you on the spot real quick before you start your segment. I'm gonna ask you a question. And you're kind of a deep brother, and I don't know if your answer is going to be too deep for us, but it's always.
I'll do my best.
Yeah, you do your best to be your best all the time. We appreciate that, my brother. Let me see here. I'm going to ask you this question. I want to be specific about how I ask you this question, but this stupid thing is not working right. Okay, so anyway, I'll ask you the question the way I think it goes. So why do some people treat people that are different badly? That's not the exact quote, but it's in other words, they don't respect people that, I mean, maybe people that could be different skin color, you know, from different race, or people that may be a handicap, or people that may be different in their beliefs, you know, their religious beliefs. Why is that we have to treat people like, you know, they're criminals or something because they don't see things the same way? What is that all about? Why do people like that? I just want to get your take on it.
Just to give a brief, because I don't want to, because this is a deep subject and it has a lot of layers. But I will say, I think because there is the fear of the unknown, there's the fear, there's the confusion, but it's mostly on the person that's initializing the fear, because it's their insecurities, it's people's insecurities that instill that fear that brings it out, because it's that unknown. I feel like it's the unknown, it's not knowing. You know, if a person's a different religion, you hear the negative stories about this said religion, and you fall into that. You fall into the negativity from this religion, or this negativity from this skin color, and there's that unknown there, and you lash out because of your own insecurities and your own fears, whether your internal fears of it. So I think that's why, one of the reasons why people, you know, don't like when, you know, other people are, you know, based on the color of their skin. And I'm just bringing it to this context, to the context of skin color. Let's just say from that aspect, I think there is that fear of the that unknown. You fear what you don't understand. You don't understand the plight of a person that's in that skin color. You don't, and the society and the mores that have been placated to basically accommodate your viewpoint, your views against these other people. I think it's incumbent upon, you know, for those who instill that insecurity. It's because you live this level of privilege. You know, you live a certain level of privilege that you don't even want to know about that. But when you see that, when you see it and it's different from you, there's that instilled fear that lashes out, you know? So, but anyway, I don't want to get too deep. I guess I got a little deep there, but to go back to what I was saying, I think it's a certain fear. It's a certain fear. It's an insecurity on that person, but it's just that unknown. You know, because you always try to negate things that are unknown. You try to negate it to make yourself feel better than that other person. So that's just my, you know, my viewpoint from it.
Well, okay, so the question was, why are people insensitive to people who are different? And so it's not just adults.
Same answer.
It's pretty much the same question. There are it's not just adults that have this problem. Children have the same problem. And it was said that, you know, most people are born that way, like a little insecure about who they are, and so they put others down because of their insecurity to make them feel better about themselves, and it's just a sad reality. My question is, how do we redirect people from, you know, it's one thing to be fearful, but, you know, of the unknown, but do we have to be brutal about it? Is there a way to get people to maybe, you know, change their ways, like to not be so brutal,
I get it. I think the strength and the courage comes from those who are willing to to change their to lead by example and change their scope of their fears, to do the research, to understand. That's what the strength is. It's easy. I think the easy part is to be angry, is to have that insecurity just kind of manifest itself into, I'll just say it. You used the word, I guess you used the word just why people just don't like or whatever. I just say straight up hate. And insensitive, yes, you used the word insensitive. Yeah. I'll just say straight up hate. And I think that manifests, it's easy to manifest hate than it is to try to understand and end up loving. It's hard to love, and that's where the strength comes, for you to understand, look, we all got to live with each other at the end of the day, you know, so we have to find a way to understand that there are certain levels of insensitivity. How do we rectify that? I mean, it's gonna take. That's where the courage comes in, to try to rectify it.
I just want to give you an example of something. Like I know that we are a product of our environment, and a lot of times we grow up in a household that, you know, if we have, you know, aggressive, you know, however our parents are, we usually become them. You know how we always find ourselves growing into our parents, even though we don't want to, our nature causes us to grow into our parents because we grew up with this. We grew up with their mentality. We grew up with, you know, being a product of their mentality. And so, an example I want to give you is that I met this family, and this girl and I, we were very getting very serious long time ago, getting very serious, right? Mm-hmm. And but her family was, you know, like they were not used to people saying I love you and hugging. And so as I'm like this new person in the family, and I go, okay, grandma, see you later, goodbye. And I reach out to get a hug and stuff, and she gives me a hug, and she's kind of in shock because they never did that. And so then the girl that I was with said, that's unusual. I mean, because I was like, why don't you guys hug? Why aren't you not hugging your grandma? She said, we just wasn't raised that way. And so it's not, but by the end of that relationship, they were hugging all over the place because they realized the beauty in it, right? They realized the beauty in it because I never stopped. Just because they didn't do it, I did do it. That's who I was. That's how I was raised. And so they never stopped, and they enjoyed it. And so that's just like leading by example. Not that I intentionally tried to lead by example. It was just who I was. I was a product of my environment, and they were a product of theirs. And when we came together, you know, they were able to appreciate, you know, the girl was excited about seeing, you know, hugging her grandmother and hugging her dad. She didn't even hug her dad goodbye. They didn't say love you. They didn't say I love you. I started that. And now they say it all the time. I mean, you know, and so, I mean, by the end of our relationship, they were saying it all the time. And so, and that was a long lasting relationship, by the way. That was my first wife. And so, it was that kind of thing, and so people are a product of their environment. It's not so the that's the good news. The good news is that people can change, and they are willing to change if you just show them, you know, and help them along the way and lead by example. And so the world could be a better place. Some people enjoy being mean and insensitive, and so to, you know, we have to pray for them. But there's others that are very willing to, you know, to change their ways. Don't even recognize that they have you know, that they are that way. It's just who they've been all their life. So anyway,
right.
That's what I wanted to share. And I'll let you get to your mix. I'm sorry.
No, you were. It was amazing. I think again, you just don't know who needs to hear that. I think that's, again, it's just a testament of this. One of the things that we try to do here, yes, we play music, you know, But every now and then, you know, when we have full autonomy of what we want to do on this show. So if there is something that you want to talk about, hey, knock it out the park, man. You know, and you did.
Yeah, and anybody, if there's something you guys want us to talk about, you can email us at solarrecordsradio@gmail.com, solarrecordsradio@gmail.com, and tell us the topic that you want to talk about. And don't forget, we're a Christian radio station, so we try to keep it, you know, clean but you know, sometimes
keep it clean.
We try to keep it. Yeah,
I know.
You know, like, but we I think it was like a couple of weeks ago we talked about toxic relationships. You know, and being in a toxic relationship. So we can have those kind of conversations. But you know, I'm just saying, if you're gonna send something, just be reasonable so we can get down to it and have a good time talking it through. Because we all, you know, you may tap on something that I'm going through or Don's going through or one of the listeners is going through. So take it serious and let us know. All right, so Don, it's on you, my brother. And thank you for your...
Well, hey, guys. No, man, thank you. Thank you for those words, man. Thank you for putting me on the spot because, like I said, you never know who needs to hear it. And I love the fact that, you know, people say, well, I love to hear myself talk. No, nothing like that. I love when you test my own intellectual prowess. And how, you know, and sometimes when I get into that mode, man, and I love the fact that people like to hear it. People like what we do. Some might not, but it is what it is. So, but anyway, I don't get too off tangent. Let's go ahead and get back to some music today. It's Indie Jazz Wednesday on Solar Records Radio. Let's go ahead and start this block off. 1973, this is music from Quincy Jones. The name of the song is called Summer in the City. You guys keep it locked right here.
Thank you. this way.
Let it be.
you think about that, Wardell?
Well, that's my buddy right there, both of them. One's my homeboy, the bass player, the producer, Mr. Stanley Clark, and then one is my homeboy from Solar Records, Mr. Howard Hewitt. So those are the homeboys putting it down, and great selection.
I'm going to put you on the spot. I know this was my block, but who did I play before that, and who did I start off the block with?
You got me, because I was running around on the first couple of songs, man. So I'm sorry, I was running around here in the studio.
It's okay.
Actually,
I'm gonna go ahead. And I'm gonna throw you a lifeline. Before that, I played.
I actually posted them.
You did?
Didn't I?
Okay.
Yeah, I posted who it was, but I just don't remember. My mind is all over the place.
You're getting old man.
Yeah. But if you give me a second, I'll tell you.
Of course, actually, what I played, that is Stanley Clark and Howard Hewitt from 1984, Heaven Sent You. And, of course, before that, from 1997, I had to hook up a little bit of Rashawn Patterson, Spend the Night. A beautiful song, man. What they may call jazz music now, traditional R&B, you never know. I don't know. It depends on potato, potato. But anyway, I started off the block, 1973, music from Quincy Jones, Summer in the City. I love that song, man. I'm a big Quincy Jones fan anyway, especially not only just his plethora of music, just his pedigree from the music scene, as far as the music and the scores that he's done for movies and TV shows. I was watching Kill Bill, and you know but basically it's from Ironside. You know, he did the theme from the show Ironside. My grandmama used to watch those shows back in the day, and I mean, of course, from In the Heat of the Night and the original movie and all of these scores, man. If I'm not mistaken, a couple of blaxploitation movies and just his whole plethora, the whole plethora of his music, man, was just, whether it was music scores from movies and films to just straight up music from his jazz, Newport Jazz Festival. I mean, just his albums like that, man. It's just, this man was just amazing. Of course, he toured with Lionel Hampton. So, I mean, it's just so much. This man has so much in his 80-plus years of life. I mean, and he's still kicking it. So shout out to Quincy Jones.
Mr. Jones, we love him, man. And he was such a leader in the industry. And when I went to California in 1979, just to be close to him felt so good. You know, being, when I say close to him, in the same city. I wasn't even in the same block. I was in the same city. And not even the same neighborhood, just the same city. And it was like, oh, man, I felt my dream coming true, just knowing that Quincy's somewhere in close by, you know, because he was such a powerhouse, man, in the music industry. And all the stuff that he did with Michael's career just was crazy. And,
oh, God, yes.
Oh, my God. You know, and on and on and on. And his jazz career was amazing as well. And so just, Quincy Jones is definitely the icon of music and music producers as well. And so much love to him. I see him now, and he's a little fragile, and you know, he's older, but I'm so grateful that he's still here, you know. The same thing he's like now people may, you know, I might get emails about this, but it's just my thought, it's just for me, it's just who I am and how I see people. Mandela was that same kind. I know it's a whole big different story, but Mandela was so iconic, you know, to the whole world. But you know, for me as a young black man and growing up and realizing what he did for the blacks in South Africa, it was just amazing to live on the same block as he did in South Africa. And I never saw him, I just knew his house was right there, and the flag was there, and we were in these mansions. And when I was over there producing, and so it was just amazing to be that close to him. And so I had that same kind of thing with Quincy. Like, it was just amazing. I never got to meet Quincy Jones. It's so sad, but I think we were in the same studio a couple times. But you know, usually Quincy has closed sessions, you know, because there's so much going on. So much going on. And as a young man in my 20s, I was like running down the halls trying to find trying to find people. And yeah, you know, as you get older, you get more mature, and you know, and you realize, hey, you can't do that. But it was awesome, man. It was nice growing up like that, you know. So anyway, I just posted a picture.
Just the fact that you know, being a 20-year-old in the 70s, I've always, you know, I'm not tripping because you're an old man now, but now it's like to be, you know, all of the things you heard about in the 60s and 70s, and to be 20 years old, man, I was a little jealous of you, you know.
Well,
the things that you were able to do.
I just turned 20 because I was born in 57, so 67, 77, you know, 77. Was I 20 in 77? Dang. So I turned to, because I was at the end of the year, so at the end of 77, I turned 20, and then 78, I was in college. I was 77 and 78. I was at Norfolk State.
I was four.
Yeah, yeah.
I was 4 years old. Yeah. If you saw the picture of me with my family reunion pic, and I'm the little kid on the far left with the lawnmower. That's me. That was in 1978.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's all good. And see what happens when we get older. Now we look the same.
We do.
In my mind.
We got about another 25 minutes left of the show. And, of course, guys, thank you so much for tuning in and supporting today. Of course, Wednesday, hump day, Indie Jazz Wednesday on Solar Records Radio. Wardell Potts, Don Fleming. Wardell, you was going to say something. I'm sorry.
What's happening tomorrow on Solar Records Radio?
Tomorrow, not one, not two, but three shows. Now, not only is it Thursday, it's Throwback Thursday. You got the drive time, the afternoon drive with Wardell. That's what I call it, the afternoon drive, Throwback Thursday from 3 to 5. You got Throwback Thursday night with yours truly. And, of course, at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, you have Goldie Max, Cosmic, Slap Shack, playing a lot of great funk music. And, man, thank you. I appreciate you holding it down. That was a good show, man, last Thursday. Shout out to you.
It was all good. We had a good time. I just was it was three shows I did. You know, I did my show, then I did the show a little bit with you, and then Goldie's. Boy, that was a lot of weight. And I had to do that by myself. It was all by myself, and I was waiting for him to come in. He was at the hospital, right? And he says I should be there for the second hour, and I was like, okay, cool, because I didn't want his listeners to be like, this brother is light. He don't have the weight like Goldie. I can't get the funk like Goldie. But I was stretching, I was reaching out, and then I thought, okay, an hour of trying is enough. And then he didn't show, and I had to do another hour. I was like, oh my god. But it was beautiful, and I enjoyed filling in his spot. So that's cool. That's what we do, right?
And we're gonna get JoJo back. Of course, if you guys checked out the show last week, Throwback Thursday night, I had JoJo McDuffie from the Mary Jane Girls on the show. The last 15 minutes of the show, I know she was, you know, she was on her way from working and everything, but I had to get her on to just talk about, you know, In My House and just a little bit of snippet, a little bit of taste of you know, her life along, you know, that whole Rick James universe. But we're going to get her on soon. and just, you know, just hopefully expound on her life story, because she was always talking about the book. Everyone's like, why are you talking? Why is everybody talking to me about doing a book? And I remember Wardell was like, hey, you can just do a straight audio book, you know?
Absolutely.
But we got to get her. We're going to get her back on soon. And, man, it was just a pleasure. She's from about my radio days, not say old radio days, about 6-7 years ago, but I had her on the show, on my radio show here in Little Rock, and she was just amazing, and she didn't let the cat out. I mean, she didn't cut any corners, man. You know, you can ask her anything. And but again, I just wanted to keep it along the realms of decency, and I didn't want to get too in depth about certain things because that's not my style. But I mean, she opened herself a lot of things. I mean, she opened up on a lot of topics, even with Rick and not being able to go to his funeral and things. There's just so much going on. And that's why I always, when I called her, and actually I text her, and I was like, you got it. I'm waiting for this book, sister, you know. So, but yeah, man, we're going to have her on soon.
Yes, can't wait. That was great. When just that little 15 minutes was so impactful. It was powerful.
You just don't know. Amazing.
Yeah, you just never
know.
Yeah, yeah. So we can't wait to get her back on. That's going to be awesome. Thanks for hooking that up, brother.
Appreciate it.
All right. So who's going to drive the car from right now? You
hey,
and me.
20 minutes left. 20 minutes left of the show again. Yeah.
I want to hear that artist that you interviewed that time, and I just said hi, and when you play her music, I think I just said
hi. I know who you. We all know who you're talking about. Oh, she's an amazing young lady, man, and I love her music. Matter of fact, I played her whole album. I was just vibing out about a couple of nights ago when I was playing a little Madden. I didn't want to hear the other guy talk mess because I was playing online. So I just like, let me go ahead and mute him and listen to this album. So, but anyway, I guess the person I'm talking about is the lovely Miss Carlita Duran. Of course, you got the next couple of songs, but I'm going to go ahead and start off. And guys, I want to give you an instant classic. You know, I'm not going to take you back. I actually going to take you back to 2020 from the Kismet Green album. Of course, this is the lovely Miss Carlita Duran. The name of the song is called I Guess. You guys keep it locked. It's Indie Jazz Wednesday on Solar Records Radio.
I'm better on my own, looking forward to the day by myself. birthday. Love, I kept rehearsing all the words I would say. Love, the weather was almost as pretty as you. Love, I was nervous but still I had to get it out. Hey girl, here goes. Gotta let you know that it's amazing how you make me feel. Ooh, I never let you go. We gon' be invincible. To my surprise, she said that's how I feel. And then that's when the earth stood still.
When we fell in love,
that's when my life found purpose.
When we fell in love,
searching,
when we
fell in love, you make my world complete.
When we fell in love,
I knew that we could do anything. Yeah,
love.
Remember when time stood still?
Love,
I can't believe I found love that's oh so real.
Love,
I saw an angel the other day resemble you. Come around.
Hey girl, here goes. Gotta let you know that it's amazing how you make me feel. Ooh, I never let you go. We gon' be invincible.
To my surprise, she said that's how I feel.
You know, I just want to thank all of you, all my friends around the world, for being a part of the show today. We are truly blessed because of who you are. Let me see it. Don, are you around?
I'm here. I am here.
Cool.
I am here.
Okay. All right. Well, I just want to, you know, thank you as well, man, hanging out and stuff. I know you got a lot on your plate, and so, and I'm so proud of you and just so happy for you and all of your success and your blessings and stuff. And much love to your wife and your sister and your family, period. And, you know, God
appreciate
bless
it.
All you guys. Yes, you got it, my brother. Anything you'd like to say in closing?
Again, I just want to thank everyone for tuning in and making sure and supporting the show again. And for all the listeners out there, especially those that are in the on the page, the chat room, things like that, you make us better. And again, you know, keep up the good work. So,
amen.
I love it.
And so that last song was a guy that we interviewed from the UK. His name is Lucas.
Lucas Seto.
Yes, and Seto is a bad boy over there. That song was called About Time. And then before that, I played from Anthony Hamilton. That was Fell in Love. And then before that, Don, you got it, Don.
Started off, Carlita Duran, I Guess. And, of course, I love that song, man. I love it.
I do, too. That's why I requested it. That girl, is you did well, my brother. You did well with that. So, anyway, guys, so we look forward to hanging out with you tomorrow. Have a blessed and beautiful evening, afternoon, just depending on where you are in the world. We appreciate this being a worldwide show. That way we can touch bases with people all around the globe, and that's always good. So we thank you guys again for everything that you do for us here at Solar Records Radio. If you know, we are independent radio station, so if you want to support us, you know, just go to wardellpostjr.com. Go down to the bottom of the page on the left-hand side. You know, there's a Cash App there. You could, if you want to support us, that's up to you. We appreciate everything you do and everything that you have to offer. Just a dollar a day is good for us. You know, every dollar counts, so we're good. And we understand it's a pandemic and people are stressed and struggling a little bit, so no worries. We just have to, you know, just in case, you know, mention it and stuff. So we thank you. Thank you for your contribution to Solar Records Radio. Anything else before we get out of here? Anything else?
Again, got another 4.5 minutes left. So, man, take it away. Close it out for us. And we'll see you. Actually, we will see you tomorrow because, again, it is Throwback Thursday. Two shows, actually three shows. Again, first show, Throwback Thursday. Three to five, and then Throwback Thursday night, 8 to 10, and of course, Goldie Max Cosmic Slap Shack from 11 to 1
awesome.
PM. Well, 11 PM to 1 AM.
Sounds good to me. All right, guys. Well, we're going to close out with one of my songs. We thank you again for blessing us and being a part of Solar Records Radio. You take care, and we'll see you later.
You ready?
Good night. Babe, I think it's truly the right thing to do when you know you've got the best to let them know you'll never let go.
Some say the best is under pressure. Temperature is rising, I'm about to blow. Sky high beyond any measure. What I won't do for a moment of pleasure. I've been waiting on so long.